This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. Things are starting to clear up slightly here in my little slice of the North Bay.
It's dark over here.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it would be paradise there. Palm trees.
Usually is. I guess it's like warm the opposite breezes. Effect.
Yeah. A little cloudy.
A little cloudy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it over there, Vinny?
How's it at your house, Vinny? Are you just speechless?
Don't tell me we're on.
But are you just speechless because of the great weather at your house? Is that?
No, I just got caught talking outside.
It happens.
So how long has this been? Has
Two
this
seconds.
Been minutes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sheesh.
We were just going the horn talking about our weather. You know, anything to stall. Just make
nice
it sound
here.
Natural. Yeah. It's actually, I have a little patch of blue sky.
Which actually, you know what?
Out now.
What everyone should start saying is it's terrible here. Don't come. Don't get in your car and don't come
no,
here.
Right.
It's terrible here. It's
miserable.
Better where you're at.
Boy,
stay
wherever
where
you
are.
Better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, did you do the weather? Are we?
We're all set.
Anything
yep,
that
weather's
we need to say?
Covered.
Okay.
All
right. Let's get to our listeners' text. The number's 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys, and there's still time. You can text us anytime. Well, Saturday, Sunday, we're not around. Krems,
do they build up?
That,
do we
though.
See those on Monday first thing?
Yeah, they're still there.
Sometimes, yeah,
sometimes they disappear.
Yeah, it just depends.
After some time, you know, it's from the flea
count.
Market, so we're not. It's very, you know,
right.
We have no control over that
flea market text program. Got it.
Oh, look at this. 925 says this is the first text. I would like to thank Bryn for unblocking me on the text line. I feel like I'm part of the show again. Have a great weekend, HYGL.
Well, make sure you're your best behavior, all right?
Yeah, you better.
Otherwise, you're gone again.
They can be revoked if you're too nasty.
707 says, Tommy Lasorda just died at 93 years of age. Yeah, we got that. Apparently, you get text straight to your phone with
well,
breaking
I get
news.
TMZ notifications. Mm-hmm. That's all. Right. You never know when some big celebrity story is going to break, Vinny. Need to be on top of that.
Hi, all, says 707. Maybe that lady who wanted Vinny and his friend at the same time learned that from porn. Yeah, we were kids. Okay, look, here's the story. This lady was 21. I was 16, and I think my buddy was 16, too. And
so she's a rapist, technically.
Well, no, she was the lady who bought us our beer. So
she's also a criminal.
I don't know how you want to classify her.
Enabler.
Yes.
She's a pedophile, I guess. Maybe we could go with that. Is that?
I don't think that was the case.
Temp 16-year-olds with liquor.
I was very mature for my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Go on. Tell us more about the rape that you experienced.
Anyway, the point is, I do think she thought we were going to know what to do, but we didn't. And neither of us had a place to go. She suggested this, and we were like,
"We would love to."
Oh my god!
Right.
That's
we're getting
what's
beer
happen now?
And laid. This is good times, people.
Yes, it just turns out that we didn't. And by the way, for those of you who are like, "How do you not know?" There was no online porn at this time.
Yeah.
In fact, there was no porn at all because you couldn't exactly in your own home have videos that you could play on the VCR. The VCR was in the main room of the house in these
right.
days.
What year did the VCR make it into all of our houses?
I don't know, but I didn't have my own TV in my room, so this would have had to happen in the main room while anyone could walk in. I mean, the porn watching, that is. So I didn't know. I didn't know what she wanted.
But you gave it to her anyway.
Well, we formed a single file line and I got to go first. I don't think that's what she was after. But
I see. She was looking for a three-way writhe around.
I think so.
Mm. The VCR was introduced in 77.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, America, I guess mid-80s we would have all had those in our houses.
Mark.
Just Mark. Rubbed hand sanitizer all over my phone. Does that count?
Yep.
I guess.
Sure. I think rubbing it on your jeans counts.
Clean your phone at the end of every day with a quick wipe of alcohol.
Yeah, that would involve me taking the cover. I'm not taking the cover off of that thing.
What shoes is Sarah talking about?
Kizik. They're like, you can step into them, but they don't have that.
How do you spell Kizik?
K-I-Z-I-K. And they're great. I really like them. They're not like, I'm not paid by them. This isn't, some official endorsement or anything. But or is it Kivik?
Oh, it's Kizik. I found
Kizik.
It.
Okay. Yeah, they have this like weird like contraption in the back of the heel. You can just step right down on it, shove your foot in, and they pop right back up on your heel. They're great.
Hands free.
Listen, I'm getting old. Can't bend over all the time. It's hard enough getting socks on, let alone sitting down.
Get out of here.
Shoes.
You can't bend over.
Yeah. I'm just one stiff board.
That's what she tells John, at least.
Yeah. I can't bend over, honey. Please. My knees. It's too old. I'm too old for this.
Get out of here.
Help me up.
Here's some knee pads, honey.
Yeah. I need one of those special ergonomically designed chairs.
Like humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did him a lot of good. Cured him right up.
Yeah, look at him. He's traveling the world.
Oh,
now.
Look at him. He's amazing. Oh.
I was born at 11:30 p.m. on Thursday the 12th. My mom always joked that I was only a little bit evil because I missed Friday the 13th by 30 minutes.
Oh,
those family jokes.
Mm, hilarious.
That live forever. They're just the best.
They are. They're very cute.
510, Sarah, in The Undoing, what are your thoughts on Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant's acting?
Sarah?
They're both good. The thing is, and I'm going to say this, I don't want to ruin this for any, this isn't a spoiler, but Nicole Kidman's plastic surgery is so distracting that anytime she was on screen, I could not look away from her weirdly puffed out in the wrong places, mouth, a weird jawline. Like, I'm sorry. Have any of you guys seen this? Did you watch this?
I haven't seen her yet in that, but I thought she already was headed that direction in Big Little Lies.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a big change from Big Little Lies? Because that's the last thing I seen her in.
You could definitely notice it in Big Little Lies. I think because the camera spends so much time on her in this, I mean, it is all about her expressions and tears forming and her thoughts and feelings, even as she's a psychotherapist or a psychologist, whatever the hell she is. And so these people are talking and they're just sort of focusing as she's going through all these problems in her life. No, she doesn't look anything like that anymore.
Hmm.
Like her, this stuff, the nasolabial folds that go between the sides of your nose and the corners of your mouth, those are about an inch further out. There's like this weird puffiness going on, this weird like jaw. It's so distracting.
I'm sorry. What are those called again?
Nasolabial folds.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the name of them.
That's the official
name. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't.
You've never heard of that? No. How could you? It has labial right in it. That's hilarious. So why wouldn't you have known that?
I just called it cheeks. I don't know.
No, these are your cheeks. These are your nasolabial folds.
Interesting. I always learn so much on this show.
Well, you know, that's
the best thing about
the
show.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is that better? Is that more accurate?
Isn't that Renee Zellweger?
Yeah, that's Renee Zellweger on the side.
And possibly on the right, too. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's Nicole, but in that one, her cheeks are super puffy. See if you can get a still from The Undoing.
Got it.
See if you can do it. Because it truly, I couldn't look away. And I'll be interested to hear if you feel the same way when you watch it, Vinny.
Yeah, I know that the Botox was profound in Big Little Lies in that it seemed difficult for her to show.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's not the best.
She looks
from the
fine
show,
there.
Though, right?
Yeah, that's from the show, but it's not the best example. It's just that one she doesn't look too bad in. Mm. You just have to
Watch it.
Oh, my mom's saying that she never noticed Nicole Kidman's plastic. So you watch The Undoing, Mom? I just thought, it's like, this is just too far away from it. It's so like this, but then plumped out like her lips are kind of like this. It's like that. Yeah. I look just like her. Just
I don't
like
know.
That. See?
The pictures online actually look pretty good.
No, she look, here's the thing. She clearly pays top dollar and gets good work done. But I think you'll find it distracting. I found it insanely distracting. I couldn't look away from it.
Well, the one thing I'd say in defense of all the people who are hooked on this plastic surgery is if you live in pictures,
yes,
it's a bummer to see how old you look. Like, you look in the pictures and go,
right.
Damn, man.
Well, your entire...
I am getting jankier by the second.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I see pictures from just like 3 or 4 years ago, and I go, damn, I looked so much better.
Yeah,
like,
there's no fast. Doubt that I have times where I just think, I wish I could just pull this part off, throw it away, and have a new one underneath just, it.
Let's
like,
get it. Oh, peel off the old layer. Like yeah. Snakes shedding a
stinks,
skin.
Man.
Right. It does stink. And you're right. I know why they do it. I just think that... It's, we all know how old you are. It's not, I don't know. I say grow old and play the roles that fit your age. But, you know, you get used to, oh, also she, at one point she's running hard and her boobs are so stationary that it's, that's also, yeah, you'll notice that because you look at boobs. So, you know, even if you don't notice the other stuff. I mean, she is running and they're just like.
Oh, so you think they've been replaced.
They're juicy.
Or a great bra.
Or she taped them down.
Yeah, running bra. I mean, that seems...
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't,
all right.
That doesn't happen to me when I run. So they don't stay in one place.
No.
But...
I don't care how good your bra is. Those things in their natural, they jiggle about.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, and I've said this before, that the bummer about being an actor or actress is it takes time to get really good at your craft. And unfortunately, you're aging in the process and find yourself really at peak power. Maybe when you... do want your face replaced.
Right.
Like, damn, well, I'm just getting good at this, and now I don't look good enough to do the roles I wish I could do.
No, it's a great point. I also think, and I've said this about Madonna, like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, in that business, they're either saying, God, ugh, she looks old, or, ugh, she looks like she's had a bunch of work done. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. Like, it's difficult to find a happy medium.
415 says the Bowie concert, the Bowie tribute concert is actually $25 and $2 goes to charity.
Oh.
Another person writes, Sarah, it's $20, not two.
Hold
so
on,
it's clear there's some controversy surrounding the amount paid,
you know,
and the amount
go
going
Stone.
To charity.
Rolling Stone. .com. Yeah, because that's from Rolling Stone. It said $2, but that is possible that I misread that.
But anytime you connect charity to it, it should be really easy to know what's going to charity. There
Absolutely.
Should be no mistaking that. The charity hook is important, and they haven't made it easy to read, I guess.
Oops, this is not the story I'm looking for.
707 says... Duran Duran played Now and Zen, so we now know Vinny didn't stick around for that if he doesn't know how they are live. I'm pretty sure I didn't work at Alice when Duran Duran played Now and Zen.
Yeah, I don't remember what year they did it.
I think I was gone by then. So, and I like Duran Duran, so while there have been acts where I'd say, I'd go, well, I'm going to get out of here. I've seen these guys 10 times. Mm-hmm. This act, Duran Duran, I would have stayed and watched them for sure.
Right.
I like them. Boys, this is for me and Bryn. Have you watched Over the Moon on Netflix with your daughters? My 2-year-old is obsessed with it.
I have not.
Over the Moon?
I haven't either, but I'm writing it down.
Over the Moon. Let's see. Oh, it's a little animation. It looks adorable.
Let's see here. Oops,
so much of the stuff they find I don't like, so I look for things that I could possibly like too, because I can't stand some of the stuff that kids watch. Ugh.
Yeah, this
Sandra Oh and Ken Jeong.
You know what?
They're the ones that do Over the Moon?
Uh-huh. They're in Over the Moon.
All right.
It's $25 for general admission for this.
for the David Bowie tribute concert, $25.
Yep, I'm on the Bowie Celebration. Looks like the official website, and they're selling VIP bundles for $150. There's all different levels, but $25. Sorry, not $2. My bad.
Let's see. Hey, Vin, personal question. Did you imbibe in stimulating illegal pharmaceuticals while in the closet with your bottle back in the day? No, I am. My drug of choice is booze. And I wasn't looking for any uppers, so I don't know if they're asking me about Coke or pills, but neither were part of my routine. So the answer is no, I did not.
Just me in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Where I work, I'm a server, so not working now. You get 2 16-ounce plastic cups full of beer for $10 or pre-mixed cocktails for $25.
Oh. Two pre-mixed cocktails for $25?
Mm-hmm. Two pre-mixed 12-ounce cocktails for $25.
Yeah, I didn't realize you could walk away with pre-mixed stuff, too. That's nice.
Guys, come on. To-go drinks have been happening for months now. Well, look, I don't drink. I would know that.
Yeah, it has a seal on it. So, and most of the time, you have to make a food purchase to take. You can't just, like, order it
and then stand to the side of the window, drink it down. Can I have a refill?
Yeah, you can't do that. So you have to order food with it.
Yeah. They ask you to leave, too. Like, if you are hanging around, as soon as your food's there, thank you, please leave the property.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Go.
415 says, I drive by Connie's old house to check on his palm trees.
Oh, and how were they? Is still as dead as they were?
They don't say if they ever finally took, because...
They didn't, I'm sure.
I'm sure they didn't. No, the only person that got took by that deal was me.
But like, oh, the drunk guy. Let's just throw some cement in his backyard and give him 2 dead palm trees. $10,000, please, sir.
That contractor got me good.
Here you go.
Let's see. We've got another one. Bites of Dust was nominated, but they did not win. That's a Queen story.
Yeah, you had a fast fact that named just a ton of huge bands and artists who've never won a Grammy. It was quite surprising.
We did a game show today, and a lot of people texted in during the game. Many were trying to help me, but I did not read your contributions. Haha, Colonel Sanders looks like Japanese Santa Claus? I don't know anything about that. People order their KFC months in advance in Japan. Another person, 408, says, no Denny's in Tokyo as far as I saw. You've been to Japan. You didn't see?
I don't recall it, you know? Uh-huh. I just don't.
KFC was my choice, says 408. Ginny, what were you thinking? I was guessing. That's what I was doing. I don't know. I've never been to Japan. Here's another one, 408. KFC is very popular in Japan, Vinny. Well, now I know.
Turns out. Next time you get asked that question for $1 million, you'll know the answer.
Millionaire has easy questions up to 32,000 mark.
Oh.
And the chef was playing for restaurant workers.
And he won. He won the $1 million. We just went through the whole thing. That was fun, though. I really enjoyed that. I would like to play more of those. I don't know. You know, that was on BuzzFeed. They had it on there. If you want to take it for yourself, it's just a BuzzFeed story. You had to answer each question before they'd show you the next one. And you had to actually click the answer to see if you got it right or wrong. And it would give you the next one if you got it right. I don't know if that's something they do on the regular, but I loved that. That was really...
415 says, go, Vinny, go! And then I ultimately disappointed them and lost. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You were killing it, though. I would have been out.
I believe my former nickname was El Campeón del Playboy. Right.
Well, we all can name ourselves whatever we want. It's whether or not they stick. That's the deal with the nickname.
I didn't name myself the People's Champion. The people named me the People's Champion.
You know what? It's Friday. We'll go with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, and this will be my last one, and yet there's a million others, but I'll end on this one. Oh, God, there's so many about the I love you thing, too, but I don't have time to get to them. I'm sorry. Wanda As you mentioned, Wanda Olson is in this.
Elizabeth Olson is Wanda, whoever from the Avengers in this WandaVision show.
They say that's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's younger sister.
Yeah, she's an Olsen sister.
Oh, you knew that.
I said that. She's not a twin. She's not one of the twins, obviously. She's the sister. She's one of the Olsen sisters.
Okay, I misunderstood and just thought you were saying she's not an Olsen.
No.
But no, she's one of their... Okay. Well, anyway, and a lot of people loved the love conversation we had.
Aww.
Actually, I'm going to end on this one. Thank you for the message of love this morning. When I heard Sarah say, everything is going to be okay... You're going to be okay. I got chills and tears came to my eyes. I had no idea how much I needed to hear that. I listen to you guys every morning, and you help get me geared up for the day ahead. Thank you for being you. I love you.
I'm glad to hear it. Honestly, when Cindy Blackman Santana said it, I felt the same way, and I felt like, God, I didn't realize how much I needed to hear that. So that's lovely. You know what? Everything's going to be okay. I love you. Let's go to break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been a tough first week of 2021, but we all get through it by being together. And we're, you know, I know I think it was even on the list of things we're sick of hearing. We all are in this together. Mm-hmm. Take a moment, share a little kindness and love today. Make somebody else's day a little better. It helps to make yours a little better, too. It's a tough week. Really tough. Vinny, you were great this week. Bryn, Nicole, I just appreciate you guys so much. And look, don't go anywhere this weekend. Stay home. Do the right thing. Unless you absolutely have to go to pick up medicine or something. You know, if you can, just stay home.
Let's all do our part. That's for sure. Yeah.
You going surfing this weekend?
No, actually, I've sort of taken to is going after work during the week, and I stay away from everywhere on the weekend because that's when everyone gets out and things get crowded. So yeah. I'll work on my guitar.
Oh, that'll
I'll do
be
some
good.
Guitar practice this weekend.
I'm
and
sure
maybe
your
do
children will allow that. I'm sure that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, they are the music blocker, no doubt. Yeah.
We may do a happy hour on Instagram this evening. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, so I'm not sure if that's happening or not.
Is that a good idea?
You know, I don't think so. So I'm not sure if we're doing it or not, but we'll see. V Hale, speaking of that reminds me, V Hale is coming up next. She's our fabulous new midday chick. How long until she's not new anymore? She's still new, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's just only been a month or two. And then she's followed by the marvelous, incredibly talented Jane in the afternoon. Uh-huh. We're on 24/7. Keep it on, Alice at 973. All the live long day. Vinny, have a great weekend. Everybody have a good one.
You too.
Everything's going to be okay. See you next Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.